What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect.
I like that.
Getting cold though, bro. It's getting cold out here. It's only like 50-something degrees right now. It's only 50-something degrees right now, man.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. We got a very special guest coming on today. Very special guest coming on, man.
What's going on down south before we get the show going?
Oh, man, it's pretty much the same, man. Okay, I guess just now chiming in. Miss Regina, tell everybody who you is and what you got going on before we get started.
Hey, everybody. My name is Regina Lachelle, and I am the owner of Dark Orchid, and I do fashion shows. I do all types of networking events, and I got a show up in Charlotte called I Am Fearfully and Wonderfully Made.
Okay.
What's up. Let me introduce you to the man of the hour. This is DJ Hard Work, a.k.a. J.O. The Hard Work, a.k.a. Team No Sleep. This is Miss Regina.
Nice to meet you, Miss Regina. You are, you just gave a small detail of Black excellence.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
Are you very welcome.
Show.
Go ahead, Too Smooth. Let's get into the show.
Let's get into the show, man. Welcome to Lex with Too Smooth, Miss Regina, man. I appreciate you coming on. And what made you get into the field that you're in right now?
Actually, I never wanted to get into fashion. I wanted to go a whole nother route. I actually was teased when I was growing up for being dark. So it made me feel a certain type of way about myself, to where I didn't like myself, I didn't love myself. So I wanted to uplift and inspire people that may have gone through some of the same things I went through, or even that felt the same way that I felt. And I came up with a logo. And so one of my friends was like, hey, you should put that logo on a shirt. And that's actually how it came about. My first show, I sent off some shirts to Baltimore, Maryland. And from there on, I just kept doing shows, and I eventually started doing my own show.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to touch on what you just said, that people like shame you. We have a problem in the Black community with that. I'm going to go to a little reality TV. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta with Spice. We wanted to change the skin tone, to be lighter to the industry. And I think that's a big problem among us Black African Americans in the world today. That's a very, very topic that we face every day. The lighter the skin, the better it is, so they say. But it's not the skin tone, it's not the skin color. It's what's inside the human being in my eyes. You know what I mean? Excuse my friends. I don't give a fuck you big, fat, small, or tall. It's all about what's on the inside of you, man. It's not your look. The look does not define any human being on this earth. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely true.
Can I say something?
Yeah, because you get something.
I have to say something. I never say that at the beginning of the show, ever. That's the reason why you're so successful, because you actually started something that has meaning. And that right there is what I feel like that's going to, if it was, you know, worldwide, you would touch a lot of people based on how it started, the core of how your business started and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, you can tell that's not no watered down response. It's not, you get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I respect that response. I respect that. I respect how you started doing that business.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me, why do I let just about anybody model? And my response is, I want to uplift people. Mm-hmm. Whether you short, whether you tall, whether you skinny, whether you fat, whether you, you know, disabled, I want everybody to have a platform.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Language Too Smooth. That's what we all about.
She need to be a part of our team. We need to hire her. We gotta hire her.
That's what's up. What's up, some of the other things that you into, Miss Regina?
Right now, I'm hooked up with a African-American movie producer. Mm-hmm. And so he just came out with a movie called Jed's Girls. And the movie premiered in Memphis last weekend. And I went down and I watched it. So I'm helping him bring that movie to Texas. So I got my hand in that.
Okay.
I'm also working on getting life insurance license because a lot of our black people don't insure themselves. And then when it comes time, our black people don't insure themselves. So I'm in, you know, the life insurance now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also in the process of writing a book.
Watch out now.
Yeah, so I got a couple of things in the fire, you know. Okay. I can't tell y'all everything, then y'all know exactly what I'm doing.
That's what's up.
Don't give too much.
Put it out there.
But you got a lot going on. That's the first thought that came to my head is when do you get a time to embellish on yourself? When do you get a time to look back on all the work you done put in and be like, I did that? Do you get time to do that?
I do when I travel. I drove to Memphis from Texas, so that was like 9.5 hour drive. I did that by myself. So that gives me time to reflect on different things and get my mind together.
Well, yeah, you might have time to reflect on that because we need to bring that to Michigan.
Hey, I'm from Michigan, Flint Town.
Okay, Flint Town, okay. So they don't wear them tails? Yeah. Do they wear them tails out there still? Now you know how old I am. I'm gonna leave that alone.
I haven't lived in Flint in 14 years, so I can't tell you.
Well, Miss Regina, I got a question for you. Have you ever acted before?
I haven't, but I actually have a TV show that's kind of set up like The Real or like The View.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first time on camera. Me and a couple other ladies did a season of that. And we actually bring in season 2 back when we starting this show in Charlotte. So we gonna do the behind the scenes of fashion shows.
Oh, I need to be right back there with you.
Hey, I got a question.
You
might need to be a part of this team because let me just ask, you ever thought about reviewing other companies' clothes that you might be interested in? You ever thought about like doing that within your realm of work that you got going on?
I haven't. I'm always open to new things.
I'm gonna give you an idea because I gave somebody else an idea, but you have a platform.
Mm-hmm.
I gave her an idea to because she likes clothes. You deal with clothes. You deal with every shape and size of every person. She does or doesn't. I don't know. Either way, to review clothes. Let's say you go live on your show, whatever platform you utilize, and go live to critique. Other people's clothing lines. You know how people start off with their clothing lines and stuff like that. Because I've seen a 3-way marketing scheme with that to a point where I was letting this person know it's going to help you. It's a great idea. But to build the platform, it's hard. To have the platform, this would be a very easy job. I was just asking just because that's what a lot of females, a lot of people do. We do a lot of streaming on live and stuff like that, but I was looking at the lives and how everybody do lives and everybody does it the same. So I was thinking, you know, throw this idea up to somebody who seems like they got a lot going on. You could do that. Take that idea. You know, I might get my 20% at the end, but you know.
I like how you threw that in there.
He's sitting there so pretty, didn't
he? Right.
Because you know, like, I know it's going to work. Because think about it. What if you started critiquing a bra from a company named Lively? Because Lively is a company that's all shaped and sizes, blah, 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 blah. To a point where, think about it. You bring in more fan base. They'll see your gear. You'll also be helping promote other people's gear. You'll also be bringing in the fans that actually see to care about the non-image. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Your image is based on you, your first impression. So think about it. The models, because we have a model company like that out here too. So like that's why I'm like, you need to be a part of the team somehow, somewhere. How are we gonna do this, Smooth?
Oh no, we're gonna have to after we get off this podcast, we're gonna talk about that.
Fortune 500 conversation.
It's all about networking, man. Hey, it's all about networking right now, man. We as black people got to come together, man, because instead of trying to tear everybody apart, you know, one side on the left, one side on the right, one side in the back, one side in the front. But what they fail to realize, we are not our ancestors. You feel me?
Right.
But back to what point I was asking you about the acting, because I haven't finished with this script, so you might get ready to act, because we want to put everything in this situation and what's going on October 24th. Let me plug it in. October 24th, Matt will be performing live at her fashion show in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you're in the area, please pull up, get your ticket, come see what's going down.
Make sure I get a tag in there. I can't make it, but I would love to make sure I watch it from start to finish.
Oh yeah, you know how I act, man. I'm gonna be lying the whole time.
You can watch it on Zoom.
Oh, Zoom? I need that link then. Let me go ahead and send it to my I'm gonna give you my information when we're done with this so I can make sure that, because I gotta make sure the artist that I'm watching as well is doing their thing. Okay. I know he's gonna do his thing. But I wanna see what you got going on.
Of course. You won't be disappointed, I promise you won't.
All right.
And you have some more dates lined up too, am I correct?
I do. I got Nashville, Tennessee. Well, let me back. We got Atlanta coming up December the 12th. That's my birthday bash.
Okay.
We got Nashville, Tennessee, February the 13th. May 29th, we got Long Beach, California. We haven't came up with a date yet, but we have the month set up for Cincinnati, Ohio, and Chicago, Illinois. And then we're going to end the tour next year in Houston.
Okay. I hope MMR 3000 catch all of them. Hey.
You say,
yeah.
When you in Ohio, Chicago, Illinois, when you in Illinois and Ohio, let me know. That's 4 hours away.
What part of Michigan are you in?
I'm an outskirt of Detroit. I'm in Ypsilanti. Okay. You heard of Ypsi.
Okay. Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. Okay. I know where that is. Don't say it like that. That makes it sound bad. You got another person on the line. Crack jokes about it. Ypsi. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so let us know, because we got a whole network up here that would love to come to that show and support. Especially since you support one of the artists that we network with. So, yeah, that'll be great.
Cool. We need all the support we can get.
Yes. This is a season and the time for it. What else you got going on, Miss Regina, that the fans and the people across the world, because this is worldwide, would like to, you know, hear about? What else you got going on?
Well, my daughter has a clothing line as well. My daughter is 16. She has Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. So she's always running around here saying, "Girl, please." So that's the name of her line, "Girl, please." Okay. I wanted to be able to leave something to my daughter so that, because let me tell y'all, the world push these kids in a category to where they don't want them to succeed. They don't want them to be quote unquote normal. But my daughter has a high functioning Down syndrome, so she can do just about anything anybody else can do. And one day the teacher was like, "Well, what do you think she gonna do when she grow up? You think she gonna be a housekeeper?" Nah, don't put my daughter in that category. She gonna have bigger things than a housekeeper. So,
amen.
I came up with her clothing line so that she'll have something to fall back on when she grows up.
Thank you. That's what we're trying to get our family on, all our kids with the LLCs under their name. Because in the end, when we die off, at least they got to have something to know that they can work for themselves. That's the number one key goal. Up north is, that's sad that the teacher said that about your daughter. I would have punched her in the throat, but.
Yeah.
Oh, we do not condone violence on Lace with Too Smooth.
She should have said something like a president. How would you assume my child going to be a housekeeper? You get what
yeah,
I mean?
That was an insult. That was an insult. Yeah.
I got a question. Was she Caucasian or was she African American?
It was actually a Hispanic guy.
See?
So that's even worse.
Yeah, because they really don't give a damn about neither one of us. They care about their own. There ain't nothing wrong with it. We're supposed to care about our own too. So, hey. Ain't nothing wrong with
it. So, what made you want to get into fashion?
After I put my logo on the, you know, on the shirt or whatever, it just kind of came to me. Like, I don't know. I like putting the events on. I like seeing all the different ladies in the fashion. I like to dress people up. We even did a show one time where we did makeovers for some ladies. So it was just that I enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah, you got to love what you're doing. But I'm going to chime away from that. So how do you feel about the climate in the world today? What I mean by the climate, like the protesting to the pandemic to so on and so on. How do you feel about the climate today?
That deep breath. Like, yeah. So normal when that question get asked.
This can't be the new normal, you know? The feelings that I have is really unexplainable because it's you can't trust the police. You can't trust the president. I don't know. I can't even. That's like a touchy little situation there because it's just like I said, you can't believe this the world that we having to live in today and raise our kids in it. You know, they have to watch their back everywhere they go because you can't even walk out your door and feel safe.
Sound like a dictatorship to me. Sound like dictatorship to me. Like I said.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I don't speak on it because if it leads to that, go get your guns.
That's really one subject I kind of, you know, don't speak on. I really don't like to speak on politics and religion because it's a never-ending conversation.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
But that will make this country so great because the First Amendment gives you the right to feel how you feel, you know, if it's good or bad. So, you know, that's one thing great about this country that where everybody's trying to get here, you know what I mean? But due to the 45th, you know, a lot of people like we supposed to be the most powerful country in the world. How in the hell we get banned from going to another country? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Then you're like your child telling you, you can't come in the house. What the hell? I pay the bills and you little fuck. What you mean? You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. It's crazy what we're going through. It's sad to say. But we appreciate you coming on today. Can you get everybody your social media information so they can, you know, check you out?
You can find me on Facebook at Regina Lachelle. You can find me on Instagram at I Am Dark Orchid. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Oh, no, you good. I want to make sure you do this for me. Make sure you get him those handles so we can get the graphic designer on the work so we can get your promotion started to let the world know about this show. Because this one is very, very touchy to me. And I feel like the world need to hear this one. Officially. They need to hear this one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, we appreciate you. I most definitely appreciate you. Especially Mac Rock on the 24th, man. If y'all in Southern North Carolina, man, y'all come see. This show is going to be very enlightening. And it's going to be very positive. It's all about positive energy. Let me get a couple shouts out real quick. Mac, too much pressure out right now. Appreciate everybody that have pressure to have. If you haven't got to go get it. King Spud, Path of a King out right now. You haven't got to go get it. Too Smooth. Power of Money is on the way. Pretty Brown Eyes remix featuring Mac is out right now. The video is out right now. Go check it out.
Title, Too Smooth, Apple, Vivo. Too Smooth title. Too Smooth iTunes. Too Smooth.
Man, don't make me cry.
Every platform. The video just dropped last night. Pretty Brown Eyes. It's a representation of what we're talking about. Think about it.
I got your everyday girls in there from the very first original Pretty Brown Eye. I got your everyday girls in there, man. We don't need no IG, man. We got beautiful women all over the world and how they coming, big, fat, small, or tall. We love them all. You know what I mean? Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com. Appreciate y'all for, chiming on in the lace with Too Smooth. The Building the Empire movie trailer's out right now. We'll finish filming in March. And we will release the movie no later than August of 2021, man. It's based on me, the artist Hip Hop Michael Jackson. I call him the Hip Hop Michael Jackson because, hey, that's a bad young man, Mac. And it's going to be very enlightening, man. It's going to be, after events, you know what I'm saying, from day one, May 26, 2019, when I signed the young brother, and the rest is history right now. So, man, respect to everybody. Shout out to Hard Work Nation, Ball Hard Music Group, the whole MMR 3000 Living Lavish, man. Shout out to Miss Regina for allowing Mac to do his thing. 24, man. Shout out to everybody that you like, love, share, or told one soul, man. Whoever you believe in, bless you, man. Straight up.
Before I get my spiel, you got anything else to say before you get off? We get off this line, Regina.
No, not really. Oh, yes, I do. Whatever you do, you got to believe in yourself, love yourself, no matter what.
Amen. Yeah, I hear that. Shout out to Anchor for giving us this platform. Push up. To give us this platform and giving us the open opportunity to express our opinion and putting us on the platform so everybody can tune in and check us out. Shout out to all the supporters that's been supporting. Shout out to Too Smooth for bringing in this special guest. And I do appreciate everybody checking in on all of the pages that we've been promoting. Keep an eye out for the new promotion for this show dropping at 9:30 tomorrow. So make sure you get
Eastern.
Eastern Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time, 8:30, 9:30 Eastern. Make sure you get them handles because I want to make sure them fans know how important this episode is going to be.
I will.
Appreciate you. Other than that, we're about to get into Darling, the single, and then we're going to get into Pretty Brown Eyes remix. Like I said, it's available on iTunes, Vivo, Tidal, everywhere. It just dropped yesterday. Other than that, y'all have a beautiful evening, and thank you for coming on the show today.
Blessings, blessings.
Yes, sir. Pretty brown, brown, chubby people. I want to see your body like this, girl.
Pretty brown eyes. I swear God did his thing when he blessed a man. No silver spoon, but with the body of a model man. Pretty brown eyes, broke dude, she declined. She fine like red wine and good, just like Moscato. That chicken catch in a dress to make you wanna hollow. And dreaming about the head game brand that she swallow. But when you hit her from the back, do she scream a hollow? Can she ride the wood? Can she ride a good? I'm a film and tape it, so I ain't misunderstood. Why this chubby niggas chip magnet? Cause I lay the wood. Then plus I'm from the hood. So like a car with a new oil change, keep it running good. Lil' mama driving me wild, just like she my child. But she my bad chick, so you know she ain't gon' keep her around.
If you diss me, better not take it back. All of my life, I had to fight. I was struck up every night. I was wrong, had it right. Heard niggas speaking on beat. You don't wanna lose your life. Then you slide at night. 24 gang, I put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama.
scared to show love, huh? Why? I be scared that they gon' leave, huh? I'm scared to give hugs, huh? Cause I don't think they'll hug me back, yeah. What you mean, slay, yeah? I'm talking about if I reach out, nobody will reach back. Well, if all the niggas that started on me, if all the niggas who fronted on me, I put my foot on these niggas, they now be stepping on them till them niggas can't breathe. I been calling Lula Sada cause she really be my backbone. Elected the gang and my brother, we gon' stand strong. Tell the nigga we gon' be rich, won't take long. Had to have a shootout with a K, now the K gone. Nigga think I'm bigger cause I ride a screaming red rum. Block four up in this car, leave a nigga face gone. Nigga said they stepping, but they stepping, what you waiting on? Ho said she love you, but she leave you with a brand gone. I been married to the money, I ain't married to the game. Niggas screaming like the gangsta, they ain't slid by the thing. 204 LIT, everybody got the thing. Make them slide on a nigga, I don't care about his rank. All of my life, I had to fight. I was struck deep every night. I was wrong, had it right. Speaking on beat, you don't wanna lose your life, then you gon' slide in light, 24 gang, put that on my mama now, put that on my mama, put that on my mama now, put that on my mama, put that on my mama now, put that on my mama, put that on my mama now, put that on my mama.